I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Alabama's Senate could be debating allowing medical marijuana in the state soon, since a Senate committee approved a comprehensive medical marijuana bill yesterday. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted 4-3 to pass the measure. The bill was likely able to pass committee because three Republican senators failed to attend the meeting. The legislation, if passed, would allow patients who suffer from any of 25 specific conditions to purchase a maximum of 10 ounces of medical marijuana per month from a state-regulated dispensary. That marijuana will be taxed at 2.5%, with the tax revenue going toward police and sheriff's departments to combat drug trafficking. Bill sponsor Senator Bobby Singleton of Greensboro is also considering converting that bill into a constitutional amendment that would put the bill to a public vote. Alabama's governor has issued an order for a delay on shutting down state parks due to budget issues. APR's Mackenzie Bates has the details.
Governor Robert Bentley is instructing the State Parks Division to delay closing four state parks and two golf courses until further notice. The parks originally were to shut down May 1st because of the legislature's inability to pass a budget. Alabama State Parks Director Greg Lean says unless a general fund budget is approved that fully funds the Alabama State Parks system, the division will have to take extreme measures to brace for the harsh reality that will occur due to the significant loss of revenue. Governor Bentley has proposed a $541 million tax increase to offset the budget shortfall, but lawmakers are having trouble getting behind his plan. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Tuscaloosa.
Today marks the beginning of the commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Selma. The April 1865 Society is holding a memorial ceremony for Union soldiers at Old Cahaba Archaeological Park. It's to honor federal soldiers who died while being held captive at the Cahaba Military Prison, also known as Castle Morgan, during the Civil War. Linda Derry is the site director and historical archaeologist at the park. She says the ceremony will also honor prisoners of war who perished in what was once considered to be the largest maritime disaster in U.S. history.
And this is such a sad story. They had survived the bloodiest war. They survived prisoner of war camp. They thought they were going home at the end of the war to their families, but their steamboat tragically exploded on the Mississippi near Memphis, Tennessee on April 27th and killed almost all of them, so they never made it home.
The memorial ceremony will be at 4 p.m. at Old Cahaba near Selma. It will include a wreath laying by Civil War reenactors, cannon fire, and a tour of the old prison site. A committee in Alabama's House of Representatives approved a bill yesterday that would let private adoption agencies turn away same-sex couples. The House State Government Committee approved that bill on a 6-4 vote. It doesn't mention homosexuality specifically, but proponents say it's in anticipation of nationally legalized same-sex marriage. Now your forecast.
It will be cooler north of Interstate 20 today. Temperatures topping out in the upper 60s. Look for the rest of the state to top out in the 70s. Showers early today, then gradually going dry. Overnight tonight, lows back in the 50s, highs in the 70s on Friday. Most of Friday will be rain-free, but a good chance for storms that night. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.